Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachas Daf Chav Ches. We left off on the very bottom of Daf Chav Zayinim Beis. Rava Amar, the last line of the page, they share, sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom. It's also sponsored by Morris Tobin, Lezecha Nishmas, Gad Ben Yehuda, whose yard site was yesterday, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Zev Belsky, Lezechus Rufur Shalemer, for David Haber's mother, Yehudis Bas Chaya Fredel, Shishlav Roshlema Besoch, Shar Chola Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to give another answer to the stira that we started discussing yesterday between two different brisos, whether hazza of a para that's in the mukhuvenes, that's not directly where it's supposed to be going, whether that's going to be kosher or not. Then the Gemara is going to have two answers to a different stira, whether hazza shalol shema works for a mitzora. We're going to have a stira between two brisos, whether it's kosher or not, when the azah is done shalol l'shma, and we'll have two answers to that stira. Then the Mishnah Amud Aleph is going to give us continuing the list of things that are ma'akfin ze'ezeh, that if you don't have one, then the other is not good either. And we're going to talk about the kane ha-menorah, the neros of the menorah, the parshios of mezuzah, the parshios of tefillin, the dalet tzitzios, they're all being ma'akev one another. So Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss a little bit about the menorah made out of other metals and made out of just pieces of gold. We're going to talk about chatzotzros and how chatzotzros have to be silver, but can be made out of different pieces. We're going to talk about how the chatzotzros were the only kli that Moshe Rabbeinu made which weren't kosher ledoros, and we're going to derive how that's how we know that that's the case. Then the Gemara is going to discuss all of the various materials and who holds what in terms of a menorah. What is kosher for a menorah? What is not kosher for a menorah? Can they make a menorah out of eights? And then toward the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about things that we're not allowed to make that imitate or resemble similar things in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan, that we're not supposed to make something that looks like the Heichal, the Ulam, the Shulchan, the menorah. Then the Gemara is going to have a description of the menorah in terms of all of the different intricate details of it, the gevim and the kaftorim and the prachim, and how high it was and how you got to the exact height of the menorah based on how much of each of those different things, how much space they took up on the menorah. So let's begin again. We are holding at Rava Amar, the last line of the page, on Daf Chav Zainam Bey. So says the Gemara, Rava Amar Hava HaRabbanan, as far as the stira we had between the two brisos, whether Hazaus of a Parah, Sheinam Chuvanos, are kosher or not, both prices assume like the Rabbanan that El Nochach Pnei Oel Moed is not Dafka. You don't need to be directly across from the Pesach Oel Moed. It just needs to be in the general direction of the Oel Moed. Aye, so then what's the Brisa talking about when the Brisa says that it's possible if it's in the Mechuvanos mean? Well, Ha Dekoy Mizrach Umar Va'adi, Ha Dekoy Tzafon V'darim Va'adi, that the Brisa that says that the Azor Sein Mechuvanos are kosher, it's talking about you're at least standing east-west, so you're sprinkling generally toward the western direction, which is the correct direction, even though it's not directly mul Pesach Ol Moed, that's going to be kosher. But the Braisa talks about Azaz Parah, that Tzeinu Mechuvanos being pasul, that's where you're standing and totally, you're angled your body totally wrong. You're facing north-south instead of east-west, so that's going to be pasul. Amar Mar. Then we had also said in the Braisa, and we're bringing up a new stira now, Vishabifnim Vishabimitzorah, the Azos of the Chatos Apnimios, and of a Mitzorah, Shalolishman Psulos. If you do it Shalolishman, they're Pasul. Shalomuchavanos Ksheros. It's only if you do it Shalomuchavanos that they're Kasher. Frak the Gemara Vatanya, Bain Shalolishman, Bain Shalomuchavanos Ksheros, that even Shalolishman is Ksheros. So it's a stira about Shalolishma. Two answers. Amrav Yosef Lokasha, Harabi Eliezer, Harabanan. That the Brisa that Pasuls when it's Shalolishma is going going like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Brisa that says kosher shloshma is going like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer demakish asham lechatas umakish nami log laasham. Rabbanan lo makshi. Rabbi Eliezer it says that just like the chatas that shechted or is nizrak dama shloshma is pasul, so too an asham that shechted or has a zrikas adam shloshma is pasul. And once you know this about an asham, he then makes a further hekish that the log shemen is compared to the asham, that the hazaos of the shemen that are done shalol lishma are pasul. And the rabbanan say, no, I stop at step one. I don't even think that there's a hekish between asham and chatas, and therefore you have nothing to teach me about an asham shalol lishma, so obviously nothing to then teach me from the asham to the log shemen. But wait a second, how can Rabbi Eliezer have a two-tiered hekish? Isn't that against the rules, certainly in Kachim, that something that you derive from a hekish cannot turn around and teach through another hekish? So he's taking a hekish from chatas to asham and then from asham to log shemen. That's a double hekish. No, both prices assume like the rabbanan that an asham that shechted shalol lishma is kosher. But kan lahachsh kan lahartzos. The Brisa says that it's kosher. Says it's kosher. Meaning that the Kohanim are allowed to eat that log shemen. But the Brisa says that tazos are pasul. Means that as far as lahartzos, it's not olu lebailum shem chova. And the metzora himself is still not allowed to eat kachim. He hasn't finished his process yet. He's going to need to do this again. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah, which continues. Use the list of items that are ma'akvin ze'ezeh. So we know that in the Beis Hamikdash, the menorah had seven branches, one right in the middle and three on either side, obviously. And the Torah tells us, v'shisha kadim yotzu mitzidah, shlosha kadim menorah mitzidah ha'echad, u'shlosha kadim menorah mitzidah ha'sheni. So says the Mishnah, shiva kadim menorah ma'akvin ze'ezeh. The seven branches of the menorah are ma'akiv each other, and therefore, if the menorah is missing any one of those branches, the menorah is pasul. Shiva neros seha, the seven neros of the menorah, meaning on the top of each branch, a ner in shas doesn't mean like a wax candle, it always means like a kli that could be makabel the oil. So the neros at the very top of each branch, the Torah says, vasisa es neros seha shiva. So makvin says, if you're missing any one of those neros, then the menorah is going to be pasul. Okay, now there's also a mitzvah called mezuzah, that there are two partials, person has to have written in the parchment of the mezuzah. We have Shema Yisrael and Vayim Shemoa. So shtei parshios of mezuzah ma'akva zozu. If you're missing either one of the parshios of the mezuzah, then your mezuzah is pasul. Afilu ksav echad ma'akvan. Not only that, even a single letter missing is ma'akev. That if one letter of the mezuzah is not mukav gevil, it's attached to another letter next to it, or one letter of the mezuzah is written shaloki ilchasa, is written improperly, it's missing a coat on one of the sides, it's not made with the proper tzura of a letter, whatever the various dinim are, then the mezuzah is going to be pasul. The pasuk says, "Uchsaftam al mezuzah speisachel visharecha," and we darshan from the word "uchsaftam" that it needs to be a ksiva tama, that it needs to be a complete, full ksiva. And if it's a ksiva she'ena tama, then the mezuzah is going to be pasul. Good. When it comes to tefillin, there aren't two parshios, there are four parshios. The same two of mezuzah, shema vayim shema, and then you have Kaddish Li Kol Bukhar and Vahaya Kiyaviyacha. So the Mishnah explains the four parshios of Tefillin are also Arba Parshios of Tefillin Ma'akvin Zuazo, that if you're missing any one of those parshios, the Tefillin is possible. Not only that, Afilu Ksav Echad Ma'akvin, you're missing even a single letter from your Tefillin. Much more common than missing a parsha. You're missing even a single letter from your Tefillin, and then your Tefillin are going to be possible. And the reason four parshios have to be written in the Tefillin, because it says the Inyan of Tefillin in Shema Yisrael, it says Gshatim Os Ayyadecha V'yototofos Beinecha. In Vayim Shema, it says Gshatim Os Ayyadecha V'yototofos Beinecha. In Kaddish Li Kol Bukhar, it says Vayilecha Los Ayyadecha L'zikorim Beinecha. And in Vayiki V'yacha, it says Vayilecha Los Ayyadecha L'zikorim Beinecha. So since it says the mitzvah of Tefillin in all four of these parshios, we take all four of the parshios that have the mitzvah of Tefillin in it, and we insert it into the batim of the Tefillin. Arba tzitzios ma'akvin zozo. We know a beggar of dal kanfa Tachlis Chayv and Tzitzis. So the four Tzitzios are Ma'akev each other, and if a person who wears a Beged that's missing any one of the four Tzitzios, he's being Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. It's Ma'akev. She'arba'atan Mitzvah Achas, because all four of them are one Mitzvah. This is the first time the Mishnah had said that. Up until now, we just keep saying Ma'akev says that. We didn't make no statements about whether something is one Mitzvah, multiple Mitzvahs. By Tzitzis says, but you should know, it's because it's all one Mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Arba'atan Arba Mitzvahs, that the four Tzitzios are four Mitzvahs, and therefore, they're not Ma'akev each other, it would seem, he's trying to tell us. So we're going to have to see later on, the Gemara is going to have, in about a week from now, we're going to discuss what exactly Rabbi Shmuel is trying to teach me. So it says, my time up. Well, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the Shiva Kane Menorah are Ma'akiv each other. Where do we get that from? My time again means Minolan. Right? Where do we see that? So, it says that Kaftoreim Uknosa Mimena Yihiyu. And whenever we have a Lashon of Havaya, that means that it is Ma'akiv. Now, it never tells us, though, the second halacha in the Mishnah. Right? The second halacha in the Mishnah is not only are the Kane Menorah Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, but the Neiros are Ma'akiv Ze'ezeh. And we don't have a maitaima on that. We don't have a minolan on that. So there is a Gemara later on in the Masechta where there's a machlokas tanoim whether the neiros were kavua in the menorah or they were removable. Were they something built in or were you able to take the neiros out of the menorah? According to the sheet that they were kavua in the menorah, Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadichas that the neiros have the same din as the kanim, and since the kanim were designated to have neiros in them, so when there's no ner, it means that you don't really have a kana, so it's ki'ilu, you don't have that entire branch of the menorah, and we already said that the kanim are ma'akev, so it's not necessary to tell me separately a source that the neiros are ma'akev, because an incomplete kana is not a kana. A kana that's missing its whole tachlis, the whole tachlis of the kana is to hold the ner, so if the end of the kana has a ner, it's missing its whole tachlis, so obviously it's ma'akev. In the Zevach Todah, he says that the kanim were made for the supporting of the neiros. So since the Torah was megala that the kanim are ma'akev zezeh, it's obvious that hu adin that the neiros are going to be ma'akev each other, regardless of whether it's built in or not built in, regardless of whether it's part of the structure. It's tachlis, meaning if that's what it's there for. So it's obvious even if it's not built in to the kanim. Okay, Tan Rabban menorah is a ba'a min ha'eshes. They would make one big piece of metal, and they would hammer it out until they came out with the tzura of a menorah, umin azahav, and the material, the type of metal that they would use was gold. Asah min agrutaos psula. If they made it from pieces of gold, it's possible. Mishar minim atachos kshera. But if they didn't make it with gold, they made it from some other metal, that's going to be kosher. So maisha min agrutaos psula. Why is it that if they make it out of pieces of metal, scrap metal that they use for the menorah, even scrap gold, it's possible to ksiv, because the pasuk says miksha. Pasuk says miksha te oseh haminora vehavaya, and it says loshon of havaya kaftara v'racham mimena yihiyu. So we learn from the fact that it says miksha that it has to be made from one piece, and it's ma'akev because it says havaya sharmi ne'matchos nami. But wait a second, by that same token, if you made it out of something that's not gold, zahav vehavaya, it says v'sisa minoras zahav tar, and then it says a lashon of avaya there as well. So shouldn't that be ma'akev as well? No. So says Gemara, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says te'aseh. So it sounds like l'rabos sharmi nematachos, that from that word that you can make the menorah in whichever way that it's going to be kosher. That must be coming to teach me that we have a leeway to make it with other metals as well. So says Gemara, it's a riboy, but how do you know that it's telling me about other metals? Ve'ema l'rabos grutaos. Maybe it's telling me you could make it out of pieces. So it says Malosal Kadaitukta Amiksha Ksiva Havaya, that the word Havaya is closest to the word Miksha, is closer to the word Miksha than it is to the word Zahav. So if I have to determine which of these halachos is Ma'akev and which is not, because I have a Riboy and I have a Miyut, I have a Havaya that tells me is Ma'akev, and I have Te'aseh to tell me something's not Ma'akev, so the word that's in closer proximity to Havaya, that's the one that's Ma'akev. The word that's further away, that's the one that's not Ma'akev. Asking Mar Teosanami, I'm excited, but wait a second. second. The word that tells me that it's not ma'akev is also closer to miksha than it is to zahav. So by that same token, it should teach me that that it's not that zahav is that miksha is not ma'akev. So it says miksha la'akev. It says miksha twice, and therefore that teaches me shana lav la'akev that it's in fact ma'akev. So in fact, the word zav nami la'akev, but it says zav twice as well. It says vasis menoras zahav tahar, and then it says kula miksha achas zahav tahar. So it's beferish zahav twice. So shouldn't that also teach me that it's ma'akev? So hi mai. So the Gemara answers, how are we going to sort all this out? If you're going to tell me that if you make it out of pieces of metal, then it's going to be possible. But if it's made out of some other metal other than gold, then it's kosher, like we are trying to say. Then I can make sense of why it repeats the word zav and why it repeats the word miksha, lidrasha, because there is a drasha to be made from each of those things. But if you're going to say it in the reverse, you're going to say that made out of pieces of metal is going to be kosher, and made out of other types of metal is going to be pasul, zav, zav, miksha, miksha, mai, drasha, bay. Then we're going to run into trouble when we try to darshin why it repeats the word zav and why it repeats the word miksha. So how does that make any sense? Well, what's the drasha that fits if you say one way and doesn't fit if you say the other way? So Gemara says, great question. My drasha. What is the drasha exactly that we're trying to prove that a menorah that's made out of other metals is going to be kosher? Ditanya, because we have a brisa that says when the Torah describes the menorah, kikar zahav tahar yase osa es kala kelim ha'ela. So the brisa darshins from the juxtaposition of kikar zahav ba'a zahav ba'a kikar, that if the menorah is made out of gold, then it needs to be made from a kikar's weight of gold. But ain't a ba'a zahav, but if you're not going to make the menorah out of gold, well then ain't a ba'a kikar, then it doesn't have to be a weight of a kikar. You can make it out of a metal that weighs something. If you're making it out of other metals, it could weigh less than a kikar. And then the Torah describes by the menorah, gviya kaftareu fracheha, so we darshan, ba'a zahav, if you make the menorah out of gold, well then you need all of these intricate details of the menorah. Eina ba'a zahav, if the menorah is not made out of gold, eina ba'a gvim kaftorim ufrachim, then you don't have all of these intricate details. So you see that if the menorah is not made out of gold, it's made out of other materials, then it's going to be kosher. So ask Gemara, ve'ema nami ba'a zahav ba'a kanim, eina ba'a zahav eina ba'a kanim. Maybe you could say that same drasha that if you want to make it out of gold, then you have to make it with branches. But if you don't make it out of gold, you don't need to make it with the branches, because that very same pasuk that describes zav also describes the branches. So says Gemara, hahu pamut mikri, a menorah that doesn't have branches coming off of the side is a lantern. It's not a menorah. Meaning, if it doesn't have the definition of menorah is that it has branches. Without branches, it's not a candelabra. It's a lantern. So now the Gemara brings other brises that darshan miksha, the repeat of the phrase miksha that we had mentioned previously. Vizema asei hamenorah miksha zahav. So the brise of darshan's ba'a zahav, ba'a miksha. That if you're going to make it out of gold, then it has to be from one solid piece. Eina ba'a zahav, eina ba'a miksha. If you're not going to make it out of gold, you can make it out of multiple pieces. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. That if you're making a menorah out of other metals, then if you want, you can make it miksha. If you don't want, you don't have to make it miksha. The requirement of miksha is only if you're making it out of gold. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Pesach Bechir Paragimel Alacha Dalet, writes, Shel shar minei matachos ein makpidin al mishkala. We're not to makpid about the weight of a kikar. V'im haisa chalula kshera. And if it was hollow, it's kosher. And the case of Mishnah means that chalula means that it's ein a miksha. And then the Rambam writes that ve'ein osnos li'ola min agrutaos bein shaisa shel zav bein shaisa shel mar shel sharmini matchos, that we never make it out of pieces, whether it's gold or other metals. So the Mishnah Lemelech is medayik that when it comes to the weight of the menorah, he says ein makpidin, that lechadchila you can make it with less than or more than a kikar. That we're not makpid on it being exactly a kikar, whereas when it comes to miksha, he has a stira, that originally he says chalula is kshera. Torah. And then he says that you're never allowed to make it minagrutos. So the Mishnah Melech says what he must be telling us is that lichatchila you're supposed to make it miksha even when it's sharmine matchos. But b'diavad, if you made it chalula, then it's going to be kshera. And the Mishnah Melech says he doesn't know where the Ram got that chiluk from. The Gemara sounds like that they're the same. Doing it a different weight than a kikar and doing it not miksha are the same din when it's not gold, that you can do whatever you want, even l'chadchila. He doesn't know how the Rambam knows that when it comes to kikar, so then even l'chadchila, you don't have to make it a kikar if it's not gold. But when it comes to miksha, so then, no, l'chadchila, even when it's not gold, you're supposed to make it miksha. B'di'evet, it's kosher if you don't make it miksha. So it's a pella where the Rambam got that din. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. So now, the hemshech of the pasuk says miksha again. So the Gemara asks, miksha the seifa lamai asa? What's the miksha coming to tell me in the seifa? What do we darshan from that? Lemute chatzotros, to tell me that chatzotros that are made out of multiple pieces are going to be kosher. Ditanya chatzotros. Are you bought mina eshes? Chatzotzos were made out of one big piece of metal that was hammered out. Mina kesef. So I saw mina grutaos ksherim. But if you make it out of a bunch of different pieces and not out of one solid piece of metal, then it's going to be kosher. But mishamine metachos psulim. If you make the chatzotzos out of other types of metal, non-silver, then they're going to be pasul. But the point is, you do see very clearly that miksha is not a requirement when it comes to the chatzotzos. So the word miksha actually appears four times when it comes to the menorah. Miksha te'asa ha-menorah, kula miksha achas zahav tahar, v'zeh mas ha-menorah miksha zahav, and ad yirechad pircha miksha hi. So the psukim are darshan from miksha te'asa ha-menorah, we learn the very din that the menorah needs to be made out of one big block of metal. From the pasuk, kula miksha achas zahav tahar, we learn that the miksha is ma'akev, and if it's made out of pieces, it's going to be pasul, that not only din l'chad it's even b'diavad, it's going to be possible. From the pasuk v'zeh menasa menorah miksha zav, we darshin that if it were made out of gold, it has to be made out of miksha. But if it's not gold, then it doesn't need to be miksha. And from the pasuk ad yirechad pircha miksha hi, we darshin lema'id chatzotros, that it's only the menorah that has this din that miksha is ma'akev, but chatzotros, the din of miksha is not ma'akev. That's how Tosos lays it all out for us in Dibra Maskel Miksha. So good. So that's what we learned from the four psukim of miksha. So says Gemara, well, wait a second, when it comes to the chatzotzos, umayshe mishamini metachos psulim d'chsiv kesef v'havaya. Why is it that chatzotzos made out of anything but silver are going to be possible? Because it says kesef and it says havaya. So havaya is always ma'akev, so I see that kesef is ma'akev. Well, by that same token, minar grutos nami, miksha of havaya. If it's made out of pieces of metal, it should also not be okay, because it says miksha and it says havaya. So miyet rachmana gabe menorah miksha hi velo chatzotros. Now there's a miyut of the pasuk. The Torah is memayit by menorah. It says miksha hi. So we darshan the menorah, if it's made out of grutos, is possible. But chatzotros, if it's made out of grutos, is going to be kosher. Right? That was the final miksha that the Torah had said to tell me that dafka by menorah there's such a din that it's ma'akev b'diavad. But by chatzotros, the din of miksha is not ma'akev b'diavad. So Tanur Rabban, once we're on the topic of chatzotros, call Kalim Shasa Moshe, all the Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, Ksherim Lo, Ksherim Ladoros, were kosher for the Mishkan during Moshe's time, and were kosher for future generations. Chatzotzos, Ksherus Lo, Psulus Ladoros. The Chatzotzos, though, were kosher for the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Pasul Ladoros going forward. Chatzotzos, my time, why are Chatzotzos Pasul Ladoros? E, Lema Damakra, if you're going to tell me, it's because the Pasuk says, Asse Lecha, so we darshan Lecha, Velo Ladoros, that the Chatzotzos are to be made for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, but not Lidoros Elameyatev. That's what Lecha means. Vasisa Lecha Aron Eitz Hachinami Lecha Velo Lidoros. Yeah, you're supposed to make an Aron. That also is only Lecha Velo Lidoros. No, we said all the other Kelim Moshe Rabbeinu made are Kasher Lidoros. So Ella, the word Lecha that it says by the Aron has other ways to darshan it. Ilamandi Amar Lecha Misha Lecha. Ilamandi Amar Kaviyachal Lecha Nirotzi Yosem Mishalahem. That the word Lecha by the Aron is either coming to tell me that it has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu's own money, or it's coming to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that if it were possible to if it were possible to make it Mishal Yachid, I would want it from your money and not from the money of Klal Yisrael. But since it needs to be made from the money Shal Tzibur, you know, you need the Tzibur's money, because Tzibur cannot achieve a kapara through an item that belongs to a Yachid, so therefore you need to make it out of the Tzibur's money. But that's what Lucha is. Lucha is, if ever there was an individual whose money I would love to go to pay for this Aron, it would be you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Elamai, there is no individual that equals Klal Yisrael, and this has to be Mishal Tzibur. So, Hainami Mibayle Lahachi. So this Lucha that it says by the Chatzotros is required for one of these drushas as well. So how do I know that the Chatzotros that Moshe Rabbeinu made are Pasal Ledoros? I mean, we're back to our original question. The same drusha you can make from the Lucha of the Aron, you should make from the Lucha, you should make on the Lucha of the Chatzotros. That it's not telling me that that Moshe Rabbeinu's Chatzotros are not Kasher Ledoros. It's just telling me that Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, either make it from your own money, or I wish it could be made from your own money. So Shaini Hasam, Da Amar Kra, Lucha Lucha Trezimni, Asay Lucha and Vayu Lucha. That by the Chatzotros says Lucha twice. So once to tell me that the Chatzotros of Moshe are only Kasher for his generation and not for the future, and the other to tell me either that it had to be made from Moshe's own money, or that Hashem would have loved it to be made from Moshe's own money, but Elamai, it has to be made Mishal Tzibur. Okay, so what about the menorah? What materials can the menorah be made from? So we spoke about Zahav and we spoke about Shar Matchos. So Tani Rav Papa Brei Rav Chanan Kamei Rav Yosef, menorah is a ba'a mina eshes. It was made from one block of metal, mina Zahav, from gold. Asa shal kesef ksheira. If you make it out of silver, it's kosher. Shal ba'atz v'shal avar v'shal gistron. Rebbe posel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda makshir other metals, machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Shal eitz v'shal etzem v'shal zuchu. But if you make it out of wood or out of bone, you make like a bone china menorah, or you make it out of glass, then everyone holds that it's possible. So three categories. Certainly gold is four categories. Gold is the ideal. Kesef is kosher. Other metals, machlokes. Things that are not even a metal, luchulei alma, are going to be pasul. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Rav Papa, my day teich, how do you explain the sheet of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda to be machshir a menorah that's made out of other metals and to pasul a menorah that's not made out of metal at all? So meaning, where do you get a chilek between, let's say, lead and wood? So Amalei, so he said back to him, bein mar u bein mar, both Rabbi and Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, klali uprati darshi. They darshin klal uprat. In the parsha of menorah, the Torah says "Vasisa menorah zav tar mikshat teyaseh menorah." So you could dash in as follows: you could dash in as klal uprat, but miumar savar. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that we dash in the following: we say "Vasisa menorah is a klal because Vasisa sounds like it could be anything. Zahav tahar is a prat because it sounds like only gold, and mikshat teyaseh menorah is a further klal. So generally, the rule is klal uprat a klal yata don ella ke'en haprat. So it's going to have to be something similar to gold. So ma prat mufura shal mateches avkol shal mateches, just like the prat is a metal, gold is a type of metal, it's in the category of metal, so too, any metal is going to be kosher. Whereas umar savar but Rebbe holds, yes, it's a klal prat to klal, same phrases, and clearly, vasis menorahs klal zav tahor is prat, mikshat teyasa menorah is a klal, but the way the darshan is as follows, ma prat mufurush davar chashuv, gold isn't just a metal. That's not the way the darshan ke'en prat. You can't show me a piece of lead and say, yeah, it's similar to gold. It's not that silver is similar to gold, because it's a davar chashuv. So I've called davar chashuv, so too it has to be made out of a chashuv, a metal. And that's how I know silver is good, but other metals are not good. So amalei sami didach mikami didi. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Papa, I have a different girsa in the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where they do not disagree about a menorah made out of other metals. They both hold that a menorah made out of other metals is kosher. But whereas you say that everybody holds a menorah out of eitz is pasul, in my girsa, that's the machlokas. Is a menorah shal eitz kosher or pasul? Titania klishari shasan shal eitz, Rebbe pasul, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda machshir. Klishari is made out of eitz, Rebbe pasul, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda machshir. But my kamithli, what are they arguing about? Rebbe darsh klali uprati, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda darsh ribi umayuti. They argue about the methodology of what you do when there's a general statement and a specific and a general. Do you use klal prat klal, or do you use ribui miyut? So Rebbe darsh klal prati, Rebbe darshens klal prat, vasisa menoras klal, zahav tahor prat, miksha teosa menorah, chazer v'kala. So klal prat klal yata don elekena prat. So we use the methodology of klal prat klal over here. Ma prat meforesh shel mateches, just like the specified item is gold, is out of metal, av kol shel mateches. So too, any menorah that's of something similar to zahav, namely any metal, is going to be kosher. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda darsh ribui miyut. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda uses a different methodology of ribui miyut. Vasisa menoras riba zahav tor miyut miksha teyasa menorah chazav riba riba miyut riba riba hakol. It's coming to tell me that it's all good. Umay Rabbi kol mili. It includes anything. You can make the menorah out of just about anything. Ribui miyut riba tells me you only have to be memayit the thing that is furthest away from gold, the thing that is most dissimilar to gold. My miyet, miyet shel cheres, and therefore we're only excluding cheres. But if you want to make it out of eights, that's perfectly fine, because that is not the most dissimilar to gold. So whereas, if you learn klal prat klal, you hold that we're being inclusive of things that are similar to the prat. When you learn riboy miyet riboy, we're being inclusive of everything except for that which is most dissimilar to the prat. And that's why they argue about eights. So says Gemara, Rav Papa says right back to Rav Yosef, Adraba, Sami Didach, Mikami Didi. I would push aside your girsa and your understanding of this machlokas in favor of mine. I think mine is correct. They're not arguing about a menorah shel eitz. Menorah shel eitz is possible. They're arguing about a menorah shel sharmine matchos, made out of other metals. So Rav Yosef responds, Lo salka daitoch. Don't tell me that Rav Yosef holds that a menorah shel eitz is possible. Titania, because we have a brisa, Ein lo zahav, that if they don't have gold to make them menorah, maybe afshel kesef, they can make a menorah out of silver. Shal nechosha, shal barzel, shal bedil, shal oferes, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi the machshir, afshel eitz. And we have beferish. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi the says that a menorah made out of eitz is kosher. So don't tell me that my girs is incorrect and your girs is correct. We have beferish. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi the holds that shal eitz is kosher. So you see that I'm correct, that the machlokas is about shal eitz. But shar mine matchos is for sure going to be kosher. V'tani idach, and we have another Brisa, lo yasa adam bayis tavnes hechel. A person should not make a house that is in the same shape as the hechel of the Beis HaMikdash. That shouldn't be the same high, length, width, and height of the hechel in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Maseches Avodah Zarah Rashi says that the issue is only if you made it shir midas psachav. So the tavnes means mamish in the same tzura of the hechel. It's a question over here, what we mean by this, because Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni were different heights. So the Heichal was the place where the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, hazav were placed, and to the westernmost part of the Heichal was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The length of the Heichal in the base in the Bayis Hasheni was from Mizrach to Maruv was 40 amos, from north to south was 20 amos, and its height was 40 amos. So the Pesachei Tshuvin Yerodeh he quotes the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, is not sure which Heichel we're talking about, because the Heichel of Bayis Rishon was 30 Amos high, the Heichel of Bayis Sheni was 40 Amos high. So are we going to say that to make a Heichel that's 30 Amos high, since Bayis Rishon was 30 Amos high, is also the Isser, or maybe Dafka 40 Amos high, because that's how it was in Bayis Sheni? And he comes to the Maskana that it's Asr even to do like Bayis Rishon, that either one is going to be Asr. Fine. You're also not supposed to make Achsadra Keneged Ulam. You're not supposed to make an achsadra, a house that has three partitions in it, like the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. Nor chatzer keneged azara. You're not supposed to make a chatzer that's like the azara, and shulchan keneged shulchan. Nor a shulchan that mimics the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah keneged menorah. You're not allowed to make a menorah that's similar to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval osu shel chamisha. But you're allowed to make a menorah out of with which has only five branches, Vishal Shisha, or six branches, Vishal Shmona, or eight branches, Vishal Shiva lo yase. The only thing you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to make it out of seven branches. So the discussion is, why do you have to mention five? If you're allowed to make six, l'chora, and that's only one off from seven, so obviously you're allowed to make five, which is two off. So the Acharonim explained, because there's a havamini to be more machmer by five, because then it looks similar in its general layout to the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, that there is a center branch and there are an even number of branches on either side. Six would be missing a center branch or having an uneven number of branches on either side, so that doesn't even look like a menorah. So that's why it has to mention five as well. And even if you're making it out of non-gold, because the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash would be kosher, even if it's made from sharmine matachos, and therefore it's a violation, meaning yatzu kulasu chumraso. The fact that we're making in the Beis Hamikdash, that it could be made from other metals, means that when you're making one stam for your shul or for your home or whatever, that even shal sharmine matachos is going to be a problem. Not only that, the Rishonim write, the Ritva and the write, and the Ran write in the name of Ram Rutenberg, even if someone else made it, you're not allowed to keep it. However, the Beis Yosef is medayik from the tour that if other people made it, then you are allowed to keep it, because we don't have to worry that they're going to be choshed you, that you're over this tzura of a klei hamikdash. That far we don't go. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domer, afshel eitz l'yase. You shouldn't even make it out of eitz, kedarach shasu malchut beis chashmonai, because that's what the malchut beis chashmonai did when they overcame the Greeks and they got them out of Yerushalayim, and they were tired of the Mikdash, and they were poor. They couldn't afford to make a menorah out of Zahav, so they made it out of eitz. So Amru Lo, they said back to Rabbi Yosef Bibida, Misham Raya, you're bringing me a Raya from the Beis Chashmonai that a menorah shaleitz is kosher, and therefore to make a menorah out of eitz with seven branches is likewise going to be aser. The menorah that they made in the Beis Chashmonai was not out of eitz. Shvudim shal barzel hayu. It was iron sticks v'chipum beba'atz, and they covered it with lead or something. Hashiru, and then when they got richer, asom shal kesef. They made it out of silver. Chazur v'hashiru asom shal zav. They upgraded as they had more money. They upgraded the menorah to more and more expensive metals. Amr Shmuel Mishmei de Sava. Shmuel says in the name of an old man, Gova shel menorah shmona aser tefachim. The menorah is 18 tefachim high. Haraglayim v'aperach shlosha tefachim. The legs and the base are 3 tefachim. Utvachayim chalak. Then you have 2 tefach of just a straight branch with nothing on it. Tefach shabo gavia kaftor v'farach, and then on top of that you have a tefach of a gavia kaftor v'farach, and then tvachayim chalak, and then you have another 2 tvachim of just straight branch. V'tefach kaftor shnei kanim yotzim menu, and then you had another tefach of a kaftor that had 2 branches sticking out of either side. Echad elach v'echad elach nimshachin v'olin keneged gavish al menorah, and those branches went all the way to the height of the menorah, to the they extended upward to the height of the menorah. Utefach chalak. Then you add another tefach of just straight branch, and then of straight, the middle kana, and then v'tefach kaftor shnei kanim yotzimena echad elach ve'echad elach, and then another tefach with a kaftor that had 2 branches protruding out from it on either side. Nimshachin v'olin k'neged gavish al menorah, which also likewise reached the full height of the menorah. V'tefach chalak. Then another tefach blank, and then v'tefach kaftor. Then another tefach with a kaftor, again from which where the last 2 branches, side branches, emerged from, and they reached to the full height of the menorah. And then there were 2 blank tefachim. So that's 15 tefachim so far, and therefore you still had 3 more tefachim where they had the 3 gavi and a kaftar and a ferach, so the full height of the menorah came out to 18 tvachim. So the Bryce explains, what did these gavim, kaftarim, and prachim look like? So gavim lemahin domin, these gavim, what are they like? Kimin kosos alexandrium. They're like the kosos of Alexandria, you know, that came from Alexandria and Mitzrayim, which apparently are these like shot glasses that are tall and narrow. Kaftarim lemahin domin, what are the kaftarim like? Kimin tapuche. Hakarsiim. They're like these round tapuchim that come from a place called Karti. Prachim l'mayin domin. What did the prachim look like? Kimin pirchei amudim. They're the types of designs you'd find on big pillars. V'nimso gvi'in esrim u'shnayim, kaftorim echad asar, prachim tisha. And it turns out that you had 22 gvi'in, you had 11 kaftorim, and you had 9 prachim. Gvi'in ma'akvin ze'ze. If you're missing any one gvi'ah, it's as if the menorah doesn't have any gvi'im at all. Kaftorim ma'akvin ze'ze. If you're missing any one of the kaftorim, it's as if you built a menorah without kaftorim. Prachim ma'akvin ze'ze. If you're missing any one of the prachim, it's as if you built a menorah without any prachim. So gvi'im, kaftorim, prachim, ma'akvin ze'ze. And if you're missing one gvi'ah or one kaftor or one perach, it's as if the menorah doesn't have any gvi'im, kaftorim, or prachim. Ilchara could have just said that last line, right? And not said the earlier line. Meaning, if it's missing any one of the gvi'im or kaftorim or prachim, it's as if it has none of them, none of the gvi'im, kaftorim, or then it could have, then you don't need to then tell me if it's missing one of the gvi'im, it's as if it doesn't have any gvi'im. Obviously, if it doesn't even have one of the gvi'im, it's as if it doesn't have gvi'im, kaftorim, or prachim. So I'm not sure why that has to be stated separately. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into a little bit more about the gvi'im, kaftorim, prachim, the menorah, and many other topics as well. Have a wonderful day, everybody.